पर ऐकुप्यांक मजो नमस्कार. हांव फ्रँकी फर्नांडीस मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलियासून तुमकां ह्यो गोंयच्यो खबरो कोंकणींतल्यान पावयता. आज मार्चाची 21 तारीख. सुरवातेक गेल्ल्या सुमारांत इलेक्शन कमिशन ऑफ इंडिया हाणें पोंडा बाय इलेक्शन अब्रिलाच्या 9 तारखेक थारायल्यात. सर्गेस्त आदलो मंत्री रवी नायक हाच्या मरणा उपरांत ही बाय इलेक्शन आतां थारायल्यात. काँग्रेस पक्षान दोतोर केतन भाटीकर हाका आपलो उमेदवार म्हूण वेंचून काडला. उगडास करता गेल्ल्या विधानसभेचे इलिसावांत दोतोर केतन भाटीकर महाराष्ट्रवादी गोमंतक पक्ष हाचो उमेदवार म्हूण आसलो. दुसरी खबर, आदलो बॉम्बे हायकोर्टाचो जुईज जस्टीस गौतम पाटील हाणें गोवा टाऊन आनी कंट्री प्लॅनिंग एक्ट सेक्शन 39A हाचे बाबतीन गोंयांत लोकांचो रेफरेंडम मागला. हो सेक्शन 39A रद्द करपाक गेल्ल्या सोमारांत मालेस्त क्लॉड आल्वारीस हाचे पुस्तक फिश करी एंड रायस हाचे रिलीज जाले आनी जस्टीस गौतम पाटील मुखेल सोयरे म्हण आसले आनी ताणें उलो मारलो गोंयकारांक.
गोवाज प्रॉब्लम टुडे वॉट वी आर विटनेसिंग हियर एंड विच इज वॉट जस्टीस रिबेलो स्पोक अबाउट इज द प्रोसेस नोन एज अदरिंग वेयर गोवन्स हैव बिकम द अदर्स. Goans have become the lesser, the immaterial ones, the ones who do not matter, and those who are not Goans, who make no attempt at all to know or understand Goa, are the ones who take all the decisions about the land, the people, the culture. And this is being done not just by outsiders, but is being actively facilitated by those within from Goa. This is not a simple binary. This land is not a piece of meat in a butcher shop to be carved up and distributed. It is a home and it needs to be treated like one. How have we come to this pass in Goa? Let me put this in context. And let's understand one fundamental problem, which is the stereotyping of Goa. For those not from here, from Mumbai and Delhi and Ahmedabad especially, who buy up tracts of land and construct monstrous houses with not even a nod to Goan architecture, heritage, culture, climate, environment or ecology, all done in pretty much the same style, one that we might call Dubai chic. Or perhaps more accurately, the post-aesthetic school of architecture, Goa is just one thing. It is a backdrop. It might as well be CGI, scenery painted on a screen and laid behind the trophy dwelling. In a word, Goa is made irrelevant.
Gelya Sumanant, Ami Sanglati Bashin, Romachicho Pachai, Reginald Fernandez, हाचें पुस्तक फोलियर राखणो न्यू एज प्रिंटर्स हाणें परत छापला आनी हो गेल्ल्या सुमारांत गोंय विधानसभेचो आदलो सभापती तोमाजीन कार्दोजो हाणें शोले हांगा रिलीज केले. तोमाजीन कार्दोजो उलयताना एक दुखिस्त खबर सांगली.
रेजिनाल्ड फर्नांडीस एक कोणाचो वोट बरयणार जावन गेलो हातून दुबावना. गोय इंडिपेंडंट झाल्या उपरांत, स्वतंत्र झाल्या उपरांत कोंकणीच्या मळार इतल्यो वस्तू घडल्यो, इतल्या जाणांक आपआपणाक जाय तांकां तांणी बरी टायटल्स दिले, तांकां तांच्या नांवार कितें ना कितें सुरू केलें. पूण रेजिनाल्ड फर्नांडीस हाका हाचो उगडास दवरून कोंकणी मळार सोडून दावनात कोंकणी अकादमी आनी कोणेच कितें केलें ना, ही व्हडली चूक. हांव इतल्याच कारणाक लागून म्हणटा, हे जे आमचे रोमीचेर आड म्हटलेले भाशेन जशे लोक आसा, तांचे म्हणणे की रेजिनाल्ड फर्नांडीसाची भास सारकी नासली. आतां तातूंत पयशी विलियम वर्ड्सवर्थ केस हो आनी दुसरे आदल्या 500-600 वर्सां आदले इंग्लीश बरयणार गे, लेखक गे, वो कवी गे, त्या काळांनी इंग्लीश भास आनी आयच्या काळांनी इंग्लीश भास एके भाशेन ना. पूण जरी तर आमच्या मनांत एक्सेप्टूच करपाचो मातूय थाव ना जाल्यार ते केन्नाच घडोवन वचो आनी हेच आमच्या रोमी लिपींतल्या कोंकणी बरयणारांक गोंयांत वाडलेले आसा.
एक खुशालकायेची खबर, पोंडा गांवचो तरणाटो जाका आमी टीव्हीचेर हिंदी फिल्मान आनी एडवर्टिजमेंटान हातून पळयलात, शंकर नायक हाणें एक व्हडले पावल मारून अंतरराष्ट्रीय फिल्मांत भाग घेवपाक संदी मेळ्ळ्या. जॉर्जियन देशांतलो फिल्म डिरेक्टर हाचे फिल्म फील्ड हातून शंकर नायक हाका कॉमेडीचो रोल करपाक भाग मेळ्ळा, तो आमच्या लागीं उलयलो.
हे फिल्म म्हाजे आतां रिलीज जाता जॉर्जियन फिल्म, त्या बद्दल म्हाका एक गोंयकार म्हणून खूब अभिमान दिसता, कारण इतक्या व्हडल्या प्लॅटफॉर्माचेर म्हाका ही संद मेळप म्हणजे हांव म्हाजें भाग्य समजता. दुसरी गजाल ते जो क्रू आसा तांचो तो खुबूच मोठो आसा. आमची लेवल जी इंडियन फिल्म इंडस्ट्री म्हणात किंवा बॉलिवूड म्हणात किंवा आतां ओ टी टी आयल्या नेटफ्लिक्स बाकीच्योय आसा, तातूंत भितर तांकां कंपेर करीत जाल्यार त्यांचो जो लेवल आसा तो खूब बरो आसा. इंडिविज्युअली ते टॅक्निकली म्हणात किंवा बाकीच्या गजालींक ते एक एक बाबतीन सगळेच स्ट्रोंग आसता, सो तेंचे कडल्यान खूब गजाली शिकपाक मेळ्यो. प्लस जेन्ना आमची रिहर्सल जाताली त्या हितून, त्या टायमार भाशेचो प्रॉब्लेम आशिल्लो जॉर्जियन, इंग्लीश आशिल्लीच, इंग्लीश जाताली पूण जॉर्जियन लँग्वेज शिकपाक खूब मजा आशिल्ली. थोडोच रोल आशिल्लो तो, पूण ती लँग्वेज शिकप तितून ती रिहर्सल करप हितून खूब मजा येयली. आनी डायरेक्टर खूब कॉपरेट आशिल्लो, खूब मोठो डायरेक्टर तो, तरी ताणें म्हाका सांबाळून घेतलो, सगळ्या युनिटाक सांबाळून घेतलो. आनी तेजी स्टायल जी आसा ती खूब वेगळी आसा, म्हणजे आमी जो लेवल हॉलिवूड आमी हे करता पळयता, हॉलिवूड पळयता त्या हेची तेजी बसोवपाची स्टायल आसा. तिसरी गजाल म्हणजे ती करतना खूब मजा येयली. आतां तो रोखडोच रिलीज जातलो, आशा करता तुमी म्हाका ह्या पावण्याचेर हाडून दवरला मिडियाच्या थ्रू किंवा आनी कोणाच्या, हांव तुमकां चडांत चड देव बरें करूं म्हणटा.
तर ह्योच आसले आमच्या सुसेगाद दोंपार गोंयच्यो खबरो कोंकणींतल्यान मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया सावन. मेळुया दुसऱ्या सुमानात, ते मेरेन मोगा संदी.
नमस्कार, स्वागत करता हूँ रिची तुमका आयच्या सुशेगाद दनपार कोंकणी रेडिओ प्रोग्रामार. वो प्रोग्राम 104.100 प्लॅनेट एफ एम ओवर दोन ब्रॉडकास्ट करता. म्हज्या सांगात आज आसा म्हजो इश्ट बॅप्टिस्ट आनी इश्टीन शैला. कशें आहात तुमी आज?
आम्ही बरी आसा.
हांव बरो आसा आनी आम्ही बरी आसा.
समेजतांक. ओके, आज करिज्माचे दीस. ओके, कशें झाले हे तीन हप्ते करिज्माचे? तुमकां मागण्यांत मस्तो टायम गेलो गी, या जेवणांत टायम गेलो गी, रांदपान टायम गेलो गी, दिसाचे दीस काम करता?
आनी जेवण सदांच बरी वय. आनी इल्लेशे स्टेशन ऑफ द क्रॉस, कुर्साचे वाट फ्रायडे
हांव वसोना खंय खंयच्याय कुर्साचे वाटे.
सद्दां कुर्साची वाट आसा
म्हाका, सद्दांच कुर्साची वाट आसा. आनी
कोण असं करीस वयताय तू बॅप्टिस्ट?
आता काले सांगचे तुका, हांव रेडिओवर आसा ना सांगता आल्लो.
ओके, हांव हांव खुर्साचे वाटे गेला. हांव थोड्या टॉक्साक गेला.
रायट.
ओके, एक फ्रायडे हांव टॉक, एक थर्सडे कोणाच्या टॉकाक गेला, आनी तीन खुर्साचे वाटे गेला. दोन एक गडे, एक आणि एक गडे, दुसऱ्या दुसऱ्या टाईप भर कुर्साची वाट जाता.
व्हेरी गुड, व्हेरी गुड.
एक गडे गेल्लो थंय काली आम्ही चार जणां आल्या, इन्क्लुडिंग द प्रेझेंट. बट इट वॉज अ व्हेरी नाईस वॉट आय वूड से स्टेशन ऑफ द क्रॉस, समथिंग प्रेटी डिफरंट, व्हेरी डिफरंट. दे हॅड अ बुकलेट अँड दे हॅड द प्रेयर्स, बट दे वर क्वाईट रिफ्लेक्टिव्ह इन नेचर. इल्ले चिंतूंक पडटाले, क्वेश्चना सारचीं जाणी आनी कॉन्टेक्स्ट यूज करचे एवरी स्टेशनाचे, आनी ते आमच्या ह्या टायमार आमच्या कॉन्टेम्पररी वर्ल्डांत आमी थंय रावता पळय, ताचे विशयन कॉन्टेक्स्ट यूज करताना एक बारीक चिंतूंक पडटा थोडे पटी. बट दोन गडे खंय गेल्लो हांव त्या कुर्साचे वाटेक, तो पाद्र्या बारी फॅन्टॅस्टीक. कित्याक म्हळ्यार स्लोली उलयता, कांय सड
उलयना,
रिफ्रॅफ कांय उलयना. काले ते बुकार आहा पळय, ते एकदम स्लोली, कांय ड्रामेटायज करना. 35 मिनिट्साची त्याची कुर्साची वाट 35 मिनिट्सां काबार जाता.
व्हेरी गुड.
सगळ्यांक ग्रीट करता इगर्जी येताना, भितर भायर येताना परते एक पटी ग्रीट करता. बरें जाता, बरें जाता ताचे आयकूंक. पण पोत करचे म्हण मस्तू प्रयत्न केले, फास्टिंग कर जावना. बारीक कष्ट.
वी डू इट ऑन फ्रायडे, ऑन फ्रायडे फास्टिंग. बट वी सो इन आर फॅमिली वी हॅव intentionally changed up the whole concept of of course that not eating meat and all of that. Because there's dietary restrictions, there's feeding four boys and not eating meat
becomes
is
very difficult.
More than penance for me. But so we go to giving up something. So in my case it's ice cream, which is just a nice to have, but also after lunch and dinner I have to have one piece
of chocolate.
I've had it for years. So that's the thing I've given up, and it is incredible how hard that is.
But it's a good thing.
So we do that, and so each one has picked something too. So that's what we do.
Yeah, even sacrificing it, not because of religion, because of your health also, it's very good. Chocolate.
Dekho I aaj ame ek tumko ek video dadullo sakali
I am sakali down busy am ba sakali bolly work sak gelo. Okay, te oson exercise keli, ghar aelo nasto gelo, magi garche kaam kele, वॅक्युम पुरा, तीन पांच बेडरूम हा वयर दोन सकाळ मुशेर, आनी मागीर मॉपिंग केलें, ताचे ताजो टायम झालो, नालो हांगा आयलो.
हांव
पयलो म्हाका तेंच हांगा पोरमळ आयलो वस्तू.
पोरमळ आय
वील नॉट डिग्रेड यू गायज.
ஓகே தேவ வீடியோ வந்து பிசைபு லிஸ்மோர் ஆஸ்திரேலியன் தான் தானே தசோ ஆஸ் லென்டன் அசோ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டாப் திலோ பிரேயர் ஆ விஷயம் தேக்கு நாமி இல்லை தச்சே பாஞ்ச் மினிட் ஆய்க்காயா தஜ உபராந்த இல்லை உலையா ஆம்ச்சா ஆம்ச்சா ஜீவனாத் ஜீவிதாந்த ஆமி கஷே மாக்தா या मागणे म्हणजे आमका काल म्हणून समजात ओके तर ऐकया बिस साहेबाक
इंग्लिश असं असं
वय वय
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, this is what I pray, kneeling before the Father, from whom every family, whether spiritual or natural, takes its name. Out of his infinite glory, may he give you the power through his Spirit for your hidden self to grow strong, so that Christ may live in your hearts through faith, and then, planted in love and built on love, you will with all the saints have strength to grasp the breadth and the length, the height and the depth, until knowing the love of Christ, which is beyond all knowledge, you are filled with the utter fullness of God. Glory be to him whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory be to him from generation to generation in the church, and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This evening I'm talking about prayer, and Brother Bill knows very well that this bishop does not know how to pray. And so I will not try to teach you how to pray, because if I tried to teach you how to pray, I'd be talking rubbish. I have no idea how to pray. I only hope that I pray. Do I know whether I pray? I have no idea. And before we move on, I'll begin by telling you what prayer is not. It's not saying five rosaries. It's not saying so many chaplets. It's not saying so many Our Fathers. Because the measure of prayer must be love. And the saying of many words is no guarantee that there is any love. As Jesus himself says in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, from about verse 6 onwards, do not think like the pagans that by babbling many words you will be heard. He makes that very clear. Prayer is not about saying many words. But as Saint Therese says in the story of the soul, prayer is, what does she say? It's a movement of the heart. It's turning towards God. And it's a cry of love in the midst of joy or sadness. Because Therese, like all the great Carmelite saints, had no idea how to pray. So do not come to one of us and say, teach me how to pray, because I have no idea how to pray, nor do I know whether I'm praying. But I know very powerfully that I want to pray. I know very powerfully within myself I have a great desire for God. And Teresa of Avila would say to me, I know. Then you must ask God that that desire becomes greater. Quite simply, as we will see next week when we are supposed to look at attachment, if your desire for God is great, it will drive every desire from your heart. Because you can't. Well, those of you who are greatly in love with your spouse, there's no room in your heart for anybody else. That's why no one has fallen in love with me. Because they've got someone else that their heart is given to. So let's turn to prayer. And I want to just share with you some thoughts as to what prayer is. On the basis of what Saint Therese says, I will begin by saying prayer is a space. It's not something that I do. My prayer is the space that I live in. I go to that space when I want to be with God, and I long that that space might fill the rest of my life. So the prayer is not something that I choose to do. Prayer is the place where I live. As soon as that's said, the first challenge in prayer is, well, if prayer is the space where you live, what else is in that space? That's for next week. We must somehow live in the space which is God. Why is that important? Because as Saint Therese says in the definition I began with, it's about looking towards God. It's a movement of the heart to God. It's a desire, it's a reaching towards God, which means standing in the presence of God. It's a space within myself where I live with God. It's not defined by what I do or what I don't do, but it's about, your prayer is about who you are. And who you are is somehow defined by not simply the way you live, but the way you are within. Because the way that I am within determines how I live. As Saint Therese says elsewhere, and so does Saint John of the Cross, as you become more a man or woman of prayer, your life will necessarily become more simple. And as you live in the place of prayer, your prayer will also become more simple. Prayer cannot be complicated. When two people meet each other and want to get married, a bit like Daniel and Krista, their relationship is very complicated.
Tumi aikatat Sushega Danpar Konkani radio program, XN4.0 Planet FM Avoir. So we listen to the bishop and he opens up the whole idea of prayer on a completely different note than what I have been used to or what I have been doing several years of my life. I think he opens up by saying that, you know, it leads to a moment of love. It results in the manifestation of love. He talks about prayer as a space. He talks as a prayer as an inner reflection. And he discards away some of the traditional methods of, you know, prayer is in reciting the rosary decades or the chaplets or mouthing a lot of words. What are your thoughts, Baptist? You are a very spiritual person, though not a religious one.
See, what has happened is over a period of my growing up, you are given something, you take that and you start doing it, right? And you don't question it, because when I was growing up, we could not question our parents, we could not question our priest, we could not question anything, so that was given to us. And right from that time, I always felt we are doing some sort of a ritual. It's just every day, say, Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, this, that. And there was no meaning, basically, for me. There was never a meaning. But I could not revolt. I should have. Going back and thinking that I should have revolted. So that has continued with me for some time. And after that, a certain point of time, I felt, no, I'm doing something wrong. So as Father has put it, you have to be reflective. You don't have to just blab the rosary, just go on saying, Our Father, 10 Hail Marys and things like that. You need to reflect on what has happened during the day. For me, early in the morning when I get up, I do my prayers. In the night I go. But I don't go during the day praying and going, writing, doing my rosary and things like that. But that's my space. That's what I do. I don't involve many people in my space. It's my space. So that's what I do. That's what my reflection is.
So Shaila, you grew up in a different different place than the traditional places that we have grown up in. You grew up in a non-Catholic or a non-Christian community.
Country.
Or a country.
Yeah.
What is your experiences?
So it's really interesting, and you know, to the conversation we had earlier as you were talking, Baptist, I was just thinking back. In terms of my family, I remember being taught, you know, the morning prayer, the night, the prayer before meals, and Angel of God. I recollect only being taught that three. My family really didn't have an organized, we didn't say rosaries, we didn't. I wasn't really introduced to the rosary till I got married.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no formal prayer in the family. We went to church, just like in Bombay they would have gone to church. We used to go to church on a Friday. That was the only connection to anything that was lightly organized. But from my earliest memories of maybe about 3 years old, I remember being aware of God as a presence. But my whole 20 years till I returned to India and I was introduced to church as a and masses, that was my first experience of that, was always of, I used to sit at the foot of my bed as a 3 year old, right from the age of 3 to the age of 18, after everyone went to sleep in the darkness, I used to sit and talk. It's something that I do till today. I didn't realize it was different. But it was, that's how real God is to me. So that habit, if you can call it that, became, I used to talk through the day. I used to talk sitting on the train or when, like through the day, it's a consciousness of, like as if someone was with me. And I've always done it. And I only started to realize that it was different when we moved to India and I realized, that's not what faith is to other people. They were talking about going for Mass and saying the rosary. And then I became aware that the way I think of God and communicate is very different to the way most other people do it. Mm-hmm. But so when I listened to this bishop, it to me seemed exactly the space that it is a connection. It's an awareness of another being that you're talking to. So I, for example, I get up and I still say my morning prayer. That's a habit. But when I sit in the car and I drive to work is when I have some of my most volatile conversations. Like I'll tell him, you know, I can't understand, and I talk out loud in my car. I can't imagine what other people on the road must be seeing, but I talk out loud. So in my car is one for sure, and the other one is in the shower. So it is, I guess it's alone time because, you know, in your home, you've got so much other distraction. That's that alone space. And yeah, I talk like as if someone's standing there in front of me. So I resonated with this video.
So for me, you know, one of the things which I've been doing very unknowingly as such, you know, to have your own space.
Okay? Yeah.
To be in your own space and to be by yourself. Later on in the video, he talks about, you know, how he grew up as a Carmelite for 40 years. He would not like to meet people, but be by himself. So I think one of the techniques of prayer, which I sort of gather from his initial remarks, is that we need to find that space to be with yourself. It's so important. And then he goes on to use the instructions from the saints that, you know, that's the time when you can reflect back, go back within yourself and make an assessment about where what went right or where what did not go right, how to make
amendment.
A change or an amendment or an adjustment. So that's the inner conscience. That's where your God, what he says is in that video is that where is your God? It is within you. And it is that conscience that will give you that guidance. And the outcomes of those prayer sessions that you have is simplicity, humility, is these are the outcomes, and then when you have those, then love becomes a natural action from your side. So it's something which resonated with me, though sometimes I do it unknowingly. Sometimes I still continue with my morning rosary, which is my day how I start. So it's a part of my life. So it's that's what I, but I think that space that you require is critical.
Yeah, there's definitely different opportunities aside from some of the traditional ones that we've been taught, and the I definitely feel that the quietening of saying, stop saying, is the first space. So when you stop saying, you, so there's two other kind of channels that I've been introduced to in the last, maybe in the last 3 or 4 years. So one of them is at work. I happen to work for a Christian nonprofit. So there's an opportunity on a Tuesday morning for half an hour. It's only for those who want to go. And there's normally just about four of us that gather. And it's 20 minutes. But we follow a format called Lectio Divina. I don't know if you've been introduced to that. What's interesting is I'm the only Catholic. The other three or five people that come are Christian but not Catholic, and actually quite unaware of the Catholic world at all. And so it's a really, that space has become quite special, because we just pick anything from the Bible. So one person picks something from the Bible, and Lectio Divina is about reading three times. You read the first time looking for a word, the second time looking for an emotion. And just that space of, it's a silent space of silence and just a little bit of reflection, and it just sits with you the whole week. It's, that's been a quite a special experience.
It's a very good way of doing things,
And the second one is I've decided to listen to the Bible, not read it, listen to the Bible from one end to the other. That's also been enlightening.
So where do you listen then?
On an audiobook.
So there is an audiobook Baptist, but if you go to the Vatican website, there is a Monsignor who reads out the daily readings. I mean, I used to listen to him quite often in the past, but I have not in recent times. I just read it myself. So you can read it from the USSB website, or you can listen to that Monsignor who, and he's so fabulous in his expressions and the way he reads. No drama, no dramatic statements, but it is so wonderful because you can understand every aspect of what the readings are for the day, how they are connected to one another. He doesn't give a sermon at the end, it's just the reading. So there are lots of things on the internet, and those who are interested in listening to this talk from Bishop Lismore in Australia, it is called as a Lenten talk. One, there are three more talks that he will talk about. The second talk is about detachment, and the third one is about union.
Okay.
So let's listen to another 3 or 4 minutes, because this is a 30-minute video. So let's listen to it. And after that, we'll have a little bit of a chat of the challenges that we have in our country, the world, the way the world is facing the situations in terms of energy crisis. But let's listen to another 3 or 4 minutes.
One is doing and all these things. The early exchanges of love are very complicated, because it's not yet love. It's something which will evolve into love. And it's the same with prayer. As we begin to pray, our prayer is marked with complication. We try to do things, because our prayer is our space in the direction of God, and therefore we try to do things to please God. One of my talks last year was, can I do up God's sandals, wasn't it? That was the third talk.
Your talk last year is the year of hope.
Oh, the year of hope. Well, there we go. See, someone's got a good memory. None of you can remember what I said, except Father Bing sitting down the back, in all humility, remembers. Good man. So, the last talk I gave last year, I remember the name, Well, I didn't give it a name, but it was given that name, which is, you can't do up God's sandals. Because we spend our life wanting to do things for God, but there's nothing that God wants me to do. God simply wants love and wants me to live in His presence. And so prayer is entering into that space where God is. But that's not hard, because prayer is the most natural, the most simple, the easiest thing to do, because we were made to pray. We were not made to drive cars. We were not made to write notes. We were not made to make funny jokes. We were not made to do any of these things. The primary thing that we were made for, St. Teresa of Avila says, you were made to pray. And she says, what a fool you are if you don't pray. But why is prayer so simple? Why is standing in the presence of God or entering the space where God is so simple? Because God dwells in your heart. That's why everyone is made with the capacity to pray. And to pray, we must find the way to enter into ourselves, to be in the place where this God is. And the place where God is where we find love within our hearts.
Let me play my trumpet and my heart be free. There's a song inside me waiting for the world to see. Let me play my trumpet, so let us only beberete con casa chico. Son, muestran que le vos son día tras paso pa. De la parte que estoy por li, más se fuiche full día con pipir mit. Autores de mainas han firmito. Algo baigo, baigo, con tu gi trampet corgo. De pere pechera que sopta. Aquí mashen, mashen, ik number achi, mashen. Sorry, vas un quite zatamaka. Let me play my trumpet, let my heart be free. There's a song inside me waiting for the world to see. Let me play my trumpet, so let us only beberete con casa chico di. Pepe wazoni zoran, ukni katarata lartui illo natre garanti. Ya trumpet wazda, ukni katarata jagbergasta. Kukta jatalar koi karda sta tari ashe tuka kiri akista pe. Pepe wazon ka koi je weird now tension na ka tu dandra fuge pao. Lokmo kire tu dao, atata kire te zao, tu wazay brao.
Let me play my trumpet. Let my heart be free. છે આગો ભાઈ તું કોણા છે કોણા છે गावाचे तू कसल्या नावाचे तुंगो तुंगो खंयच्या भाषेचे तू चेडूं कोणाचे गो तू चेडूं कोणाचे तू चेडूं कोणाचे गो तू चेडूं कोणाचे तू कोणा आवय बापायचे तू खंयच्या पुणे वताचे तू खंयच्या गावाचे तू कसल्या नावाचे तुंगो तुंगो खंयच्या भाषेचे जीवाचे हाल देखता स्ता नांग तुझी साल जाता तुया जीवाचे हाल रुख जातो लो हाँ जागो तू आल वाली बरी रुखा तू रे वोड गाल रुख जातो लो हाँ जागो तू आल वाली बरी रुखा तू रे वोड गाल आनी थांबय गो आनी थांबय गो आनी थांबय गो काळ सांगले वादाळ तू चेडूं कोणाचे गो तू चेडूं कोणाचे तू चेडूं कोणाचे गो तू चेडूं कोणाचे तू कोणा आवय बापायचे तू खंयच्या पुणे वताचे तू खंयच्या गावाचे तू कसल्या नावाचे तुंगो तुंगो खंयच्या भाषेचे
काका गोत ना तू चेडू
कोणाचं
आम्ही एक सांगितले चीट बरेची
आम्ही आयल्या
तुम्ही ऐकत सुशेगाद दनपार कोंकणी रेडिओ प्रोग्राम 104.6 प्लॅनेट एफ एम वयता आणि मुझे सांगत असा मुझो फ्रेंड बॅप्टिस्ट आणि ईस्ट इन शैला ओके मागण्या विशयान आम्ही इल्ली चर्चा केली डिस्कशन केले आता कितले आम्ही प्रॅक्टिस करता म्हणून गुत्त ना माका ओके लेट्स कीप अप विथ वॉट एव्हर वी आर डुईंग एन्श्योर दॅट यू फॉलो द फ्यू प्रिन्सिपल्स दोज हू वॉन्ट टू सी द व्हिडिओ आय सेंड इट ऑन द चॅट टू यू बोथ अँड टू आवर लिसनर्स
रिचर्ड द हायलाइट इज इट शुड हॅव लव इन इट important
mm. it should result in love
yeah, yeah.
Mm. whatever yeah. you pray it yeah. should result to
absolutely
love.
Yeah okay. not like your neighbor yeah
okay for those who are listening to us on the radio you can go on to YouTube and type in Lenten Talks and you'll have this Bishop of Lismore's photograph which comes up and his video comes up right on the top mm. okay so you got, if you don't have it tonight I will send out the postings to all our listeners who are ardent and look forward to our radio
yeah.
well let's come back to reality on the ground we have still a huge amount of fighting going on in the Middle East I don't know whose war it is and who is fighting for whom but it has caused a lot of disruption it has caused a lot of upheavals in the world and a small country like ours which is somewhere out in the Pacific is going to be very seriously affected
mm-hmm.
yep.
What are your thoughts, Baptists, since you visit so many, what I would say, conferences, or you participate in conferences and practice programs and so on and so forth? What is the talk around? What is the general feeling around at these places? As it is our economy, if I don't know whether you have read the GDP numbers.
Yeah, you sent it to me. I got it.
It is 0.2% growth.
We have gone negative basically.
And we are in the negative zone at the moment.
Absolutely.
The rating agencies have downgraded us to a negative position.
Mm-hmm.
So, Baptist, that is all.
At the high level.
What is the feeling on the ground level? Because you are a practicing chartered accountant and you have your finger on the pulse other than other places.
I don't know. Okay. Quickly, I was yesterday at a bridge and the feeling was, you know, these are all oldies, they are just relaxing, playing their bridge.
Senior people,
okay, yeah. Give them some respect, you mean
yes.
to say. Fine. Yes. PC.
Politically correct
yeah,
on the radio.
PC. So, the first thing they said, fuel prices are going up. They said this was the stock they had. Why are they rising the fuel prices? Because they had it, got it at the lower prices. Okay. And when they get at lower prices, they will still keep that price going on and make a huge amount of money. So, somebody is making money there. So this is the feeling at the ground level. See, this is happening. People are making money in the worst of situations.
Mm. Well, that's business, isn't it?
But you're right. That's a business. But at the same time, you have to be aware of what is happening around you.
Okay, fair enough. What are we going to do about it? I mean, you can't go and fight against these international fuel distributors and fuel giants who have their own way.
Mm.
But the fact of the matter is that we have an energy crisis.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. And if all of us are in this position, so what are the options that people are looking at?
See, what has happened also over a period, if this war had happened probably 20 years ago, this energy crisis, the world would have been in more.
No, let's not
more,
go the
I'm
if
just
factor.
Saying,
if
just,
factor
it
is
It would
okay.
have been more bad situation. Now, the situation is much better. The reason being, everything is moving away from the main energy and people are also having their own resources and building up reserves. So that's what
there is, in terms of New Zealand, the perspective of we have far more green energy than other countries.
Yes.
We're a small country, we don't travel as much to work, and so there are those nuances. In my world, interestingly, what I'm sensing is that the average Joe on the road has got this perspective that this is a war that's going on there in the Middle East, and we're pretty much, you know, we're going on, there's a, you know, the price of fuel's gone up, but we're just, so that's an interesting perspective to me, because I'm completely rattled with what's happening in the world, but there's a lot of people that are, like, it's happening somewhere else. You know, we've got 50 days of fuel. I mean, if I had 50 days of fuel, I would have been stopping everyone. So it's interesting that there's no real action or sense of
there is no panic. There's no panic. Let me understand. There's no panic.
What I'm trying to get an understanding is, yes, we can all see people are saying we got 50 days. So are we going to wait till 50 days for that whole thing?
Seems like it.
No.
What I'm basically asking is this, just a reflection, okay? So this country has stayed away from increasing fossil fuel footprints by getting on to green footprints, etc. Now, given the fact that the type of resources that we have for the green are not going to be really, you know, enough for the rest of us, are we going to junk or keep aside the fossil fuel theory and the climate change theory and get back? That's number one. Number two is, fuel prices have gone up. and they will keep going up until the war is brought under control and it stops. This is going to have a flow-on effect not only to your travel cost, but also to your
cost of living.
Everything.
Transport, basically.
Transport is going to drive the whole thing up. So inflation is going to raise its head again, and the whole debate about interest rates, etc., which may have an impact again on the growth of this economy as such. So what, as a common person, and then there is this other debate that's going on in Auckland, should I work from home or should the businesses allow people to work from home?
Yeah.
And will the transport, public transport, be efficient, efficient enough, because they'll have to now foot a higher bill. So the question that is coming to us is this: how are we preparing to face these challenges? How are we preparing to face these challenges? That's what my question is.
As a family, you want to say, or
just generally?
Generally, like I'm saying, I'm the only, I feel like I'm the only one thinking about it. Everyone else is not preparing. They're just waiting for another week.
Generally, what has happened is they have already talking about not taking your vehicle for one day of the week, or they will then say 2 days of the week. As you see that, okay, the war is going to take or prolong more time, this is what's going to happen. That's what I think. And that's the thinking of the government too. Also, as you said, people are already started working from home. My wife, for example, has already started 3 days. She was only used to do 1 day, 2 days. Then now they have given that the government organizations have started to do that. So that is going to be another aspect. And the third aspect is a lot of hybrid and EV cars have come in. So the fuel concept of is going to slowly vanish away.
So apparently,
but
even
not
the
now, as
the
of now, but
of
over a period of time.
I think that's not a great option as such.
No, I'm not saying these are the small things which can
happen. Electric cars is not a great option.
It's not a great option, but it is.
Because electricity prices itself have gone up.
Correct.
And they have gone up far higher, or in proportion to the fuel prices. They have really jumped in the last 4 years.
But
to your question about it being an energy crisis, so this is one of the things I've been just starting conversations everywhere about. What do you think, regardless of when the war gets over, whether it's in 4 weeks or it's in 4 months, what is going to be the outcome? And there's some interesting murmurings that you're hearing. So a week ago, there was one of the, I think it was members of parliament in Germany, who made a strong statement. She said, Europe made a huge mistake turning away from nuclear. And there are several of us who think that we would be very much for investing in nuclear for energy. No one's talking about weapons, for energy. And then they're talking about Hungary, who's developing these portable nuclear, so each town can have one. So it's quite interesting that in one crisis, we've probably gone from nuclear being a bad thing to suddenly, I wouldn't be surprised if half the world decides to go nuclear after this. Because they take control of their energy source. And because I think the word nuclear is scary enough that someone won't bomb you if you have nuclear, right? People that don't have it, that got bombed, right?
No, what I am looking at is this way, that there are certain options available for a smaller country, not like a bigger country like India, which is diverse and, you know, has a large population, that we have certain inherent resources that we have, which we could sort of better utilize it or efficiently utilize it.
You talk about fossil.
There is coal, there is water, most of it is hydro and stuff like that. But I feel that if these are efficiently used, and the whole concept of working with technology.
So it's interesting, though, when you say efficiently, what the perspective of efficiency is. Because if you have a lobby that just believes everything fossil is bad.
And green.
And we don't touch
that's
it.
That's what I came to the question, is that are we going to junk the climate change philosophy?
There is a body of thought which is anything fossil is bad. And then there's a body of thought about how do we efficiently use fossil.
Okay, we will continue with this conversation because we are running out of time. Devaru kare munta sagala aikatalyank and devaru gunatuka shailak ani baptista kailyak ami aikaya hottest konkani hit song.
तुका काळीजे बेठो एकूच पावट सांगचे आसले तुवे मोजो मोखोरी ना मुडो लागते मारून चितले तुवे काळीज जिकूक हांव जाणा करो मोख खोटे रुपले तुझे आयले कळोत चितून नासले केन्ना चावे तोशे कोरीन म्हणून Chinto